Give me some stories of victims, some of the things that they have gone through, John.
A lot of the female victims are experiencing not only the voice to skull and the break-ins and the stalking, but a great majority of them are experiencing drugging with Rohypnol and GHB and sexual assault, physical sexual assault.
How do they get to that?
Well, you've got to remember, this technology is either meant to harass you or meant to control you. And if you break into someone's home and you put Rohypnol or GHB in their food or their bottled water, then that individual can be controlled to be thirsty, to drink where you put the drug. So in most instances, they're breaking in. These women are being drugged in their home. They're not out at
breaking in unnoticed. They're being, do they see them break in or not?
Well, they usually intentionally leave things scattered around your house or move your stuff around. They want you to know that your house has been broken into. Your neighbors usually don't catch them because you've got to remember, George, this is based on HARP and satellite surveillance type technology. They can see where the neighbors are. I mean, your house can be broken into when your neighbors are home as long as they're watching them too and they can see that they're not looking out a window at your house.
Sure.
And the breaking and entering is one of the first things people notice. And you come home and you see that your stuff's been moved around, but nothing's been stolen. Well, you call the police and, you know, they don't believe you because nothing's been stolen. So it's not a burglary report that'll usually get investigated. And a lot of it to the police looks like normal wear and tear or you just not remembering where you left your stuff in your house.
This is frightening stuff, John.
And what's even more frightening is the number of people that are complaining about it. And since we talked last, there's been an alarming increase in the number of people, voicing this kind of
In just one year.
And especially globally. I've literally heard from people from Slovenia, from France, from the UK, from Italy, from China, from India, from Yemen.
How about Canada?
There's a ton of victims in Canada, but Canada has been the playground for the CIA for a long time. Ewan Cameron did a lot of his early mind control studies at McGill University in Canada, and which, by the way, Ewan Cameron was the president of the American Psychiatric Association and the president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, actually sat in the Rockefeller Commission hearings to talk about some of the unethical experimentation he had done, which was horrendous, 900 times normal amounts of electroconvulsive therapy along with LSD and loop tapes of a new personality to create a multi-personality disorder, and walked away not only unprosecuted but went on to pass away with a glowing eulogy written about him being one of the top physicians in psychiatric care.
I have to assume that they're breaking the law doing this, aren't they?
Well, not according to the common rule, and that's the problem we have in this country is there's no good law that says that the government or the DOD can't experiment on you. As long as they can skirt informed consent, which is very easy to do in the common rule, it's pretty easy to experiment on the public and get away with it. And that's historically been the U.S. government's modus operandi, experiment now and 40 years later apologize and everything will go away. And a good example of that is when Hillary Clinton had to apologize to the Guatemalans, every major media source covered that and this horrendous experiment and Hillary Clinton had to apologize. Well, at the meeting with the commission who is charged with making sure that it's not happening now and never happens again, guess who the only media source is that's covering this commission meeting?
Who?
You.
You're kidding me.
No media. There was no media at the commission.
We were the only ones that talked about it?
Yeah. Yep. And, I kind of knew you'd come through, George.
Yeah, we do. I don't think of myself as a media person anymore. I think of myself more as a truth seeker, John. You know?
Well, and that's exactly it. And, I was just really shocked that, New York Times, Boston, all the major... All the major newspapers covered the apology and covered the horrendousness of the experimentation. None of them, not one of them, showed up to the commission hearing on March 1st to actually hear the victims' testimonies that are in ongoing non-consensual experimentation, or to put any pressure on this commission to actually enforce their findings. And these commissions have met before: Rockefeller Commission, Church Committee, acre hearings for radiation experiments, and this particular Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues has tried to give advice to the government before. The problem is they never enforce the rules they try to advise on. And that's where media pressure comes in, George. I mean, the government or their media darlings, you know, they respond to media pressure better than anything else.
Have you ever gotten to a point where you've seen witnesses, eyewitnesses, people who've been victimized by this, just break down? I mean, almost to the point of collapsing?
Yeah. I mean, there's we had a guy here in San Antonio, Texas, that was attacked with this technology, and I wrote about it in the book. He went and ran and got his wife out of the bedroom late one night and swore up and down that the devil was in the room. He could hear Satan, and Satan was telling him it was his last night on earth. No one else in the room. His family couldn't hear what he was talking about, and he was very insistent. Can't you hear him? I can hear him loud as you know, and clear. He's right here in the room. And he did have a fatal heart attack that night. These weapons are meant to be non-lethal. They were invented as non-lethal, but certainly if you're in a weakened state, if you have heart problems, one of the things that they love to do to people is speed the heart rate up and down or give you PVCs or arrhythmias. A lot of that's done through EEG entrainment. Dr. Robert Duncan, who worked on a lot of these projects that led up to this technology, has a great book out on that. According to him, and I've worked with him and his mind hacking strategy group quite a bit, says that once you're a target of this, you're a target for life, and that most of this is being done through EEG entrainment, that you have a basically dictionary of EEG tracings or waveforms that correspond to, you know, heart rate increase, muscle twitching, depression, agitation, and when you entrain the human brain with that foreign waveform, you will slowly incorporate it into your own, and then you start to demonstrate the symptoms that they want you to demonstrate.
This is unbelievable, John. And who's behind this? If it's happening worldwide, then to me, there's a worldwide effort to do it. I mean, how far up does this go? Is this the shadow government that's doing this?
Well, obviously, it is the shadow government somewhere. My personal belief is I think the UN is behind it. I think every industrialized country has developed these weapons. We weren't the first. The Russians were the first to really start working on this. Igor Smirnov was one of the first people to develop the voice-to-skull type technology. I don't know if you remember the David Koresh Branch Davidian crisis.
Yeah.
The FBI actually brought Igor Smirnov over from Russia with the intent of putting Charlton Heston's voice as the voice of God in David Koresh's head to try to convince him to surrender. That was a Newsweek article, George, and they wound up, according to them, they didn't use it because the Russian software wasn't compatible with FBI computers. And they wanted Igor Smirnov to promise them there wouldn't be any detrimental effects to any of the Branch Davidians, and he couldn't guarantee that. So they, you know, burned the buildings and shot them when they ran out instead.
What can we do as people to fight this?
Educate yourself, and that's one of the goals of the consortium and Freedom from Covert Surveillance and Harassment, is to educate people on this. If you feel you're being a victim, or even if you've just heard this tonight and you're concerned with the fact that it's not illegal, really illegal for the government to experiment on the public, write your senators, write your representatives. Tell them that you want legislative changes to the common rule. Especially now is a good time to do it because we've just met with the commission. They are well aware that this is happening. There were at least 10 victims there who gave chilling testimonies. I talked to them and showed them the loopholes in the common rule that skirt informed consent. Right now is a good time to really write your senators and your representatives saying that we need cut-and-dried legislation against experimentation. At least that would give a basis for victims to bring litigation against the government when this is being done. This is hard technology to prove, George. It's unseen. It's either HARP or satellite-based. It's weapons that are being used on you remotely. You can't see directed energy. You certainly can't see, you know, microwave waveforms that are being beamed at your head. You know, about the only thing you can do is try to catch the stalkers, because this always goes on with organized stalking. It's a combination approach. The organized stalking is meant to put you in a victim mindset that they can get into your house and you can't stop them, while the rest of it probably is the true experimentation, which is with the directed energy and the EEG entrainment.